boy the way Glenn Miller played.
Songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made.
Those were the days.
All in the Family.
And you knew where you were then.
Girls were girls and men were men.
Mister, we could use a man like Herbert Hoover again.
Starring Carol O'Connor, Gene Stapleton, co-starring Rob Reiner, Sally Struthers.
G-R-O-S, now red, great. Those were the days.
Developed by Norman Lear. Archie chomps a cigar and smiles with Edith. Edith shuts off the vacuum and turns to the phone.
Hello? Oh, hello, Irene. No, I ain't doing nothing, just housekeeping. My maid didn't show up today. Oh, no, there ain't nothing new on the strike, except Archie started picketing today. Just think, Irene, a strike in the middle of all this, what do you call it, inflation. Yeah, I'm worried, but I'm more worried about Archie worrying because he don't know how to worry without getting upset. Oh, here he is. Maybe he can tell you something.
Who's that on the blower?
It's Irene. She wants to know something about the strike.
She wants to know something about the strike.
Give me that.
Here's Archie.
Scowling, Archie takes the phone.
Hello there. Elizabeth, before you say anything, you remember that song that had you in it? That's right. Good night, Irene.
He hangs up.
You must have had bad news today.
No, I don't have no bad news. I had good news, but why waste it on her? I got you. The strike is working real good. We threw a picket line around our plant this morning and it held. Nobody crossed. We got the whole place locked up tighter than a Jew's purse.
What? Mrs. Mandelbaum is Jewish, and her purse is always open. She's very generous.
I ain't interested in
that. And she bought Girl Scouts.
I ain't interested in that. I ain't interested in that. I'm trying to tell you about my strike. Ain't you interested in that?
Sure.
All right. Well, I'm trying to tell you. It's going to be over any minute.
Oh, Archie, you really shouldn't worry.
I'm telling you, I ain't worried. Listen. There's 320 crates on that loading platform waiting to be unloaded. They ain't going to be unloaded until we get there to unload them. Another way to put it in technical language, Edith, we got the bosses by the short hairs.
You shouldn't worry so much.
I ain't worrying. Why do you keep saying that I'm worrying?
Because I can see you talking out of the corners of your eyes.
How the hell do you do that?
Well, like this. Edith, we got the bosses by their short hairs.
Edith shifts her eyes as she speaks.
I don't want to hear nothing more about it. I told you I ain't worried. That's the end of it.
If you say so.
You're a pip, you know that.
Edith vacuums again.
You still look worried.
Ah, gee. And listen, now, don't stop. But I can't stand it. Why do you have to do that now?
Wednesday is my vacuuming day.
Oh, gee.
She bumps his foot.
You run that thing into the left side of my foot with a bunion is there. You hurt me, Edith.
I'm sorry.
Well, don't start it in again now, Edith. Can't you do that tomorrow?
Yeah, but the windows should be dirty.
What, do you vacuum the windows?
No. You see, Thursday is my day to do the windows, if it ain't raining. And if it's raining, then I move my Friday kitchen floor day to Thursday, and I do the windows on Friday. And if it's still raining on Friday, then I move my Saturday iron.
Bored, Archie lowers his head.
And I do the windows on Saturday. Yeah, and if it's still raining on Saturday, if it's still raining on Saturday,
She winds the cord.
How dare you give me a whiplash with the wire? Will you put that thing away once and for all? I mean, can't you come over here and visit with me just a little bit?
No, not now, Archie. I gotta get dinner ready.
Wait a minute. What are you talking about dinner for? It's only 2:30 in the day.
But if I don't start now, it won't be ready when you are.
Yeah, but wait a minute, Edith. What am I going to do out here all by myself?
Edith scurries to the kitchen.
It's all right, Edith. I know what I'll do out by myself. I'll watch the end of the ball game.
Archie heads to his armchair and picks up the TV remote.
So in the bottom half of the third, the Mets go down in order. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody...
Hey, Edith! Come here, will you? The greatest aunt will hold on this thing is still on the fritz. How am I going to watch the ball game with the pitcher going like this? I thought I told you to get that fixed.
But, Archie, we ain't paid Dr. Garfine for fixing the bursitis in your arm.
But the bursitis is fixed. The TV ain't. Forget Garfine. Get the TV guy back.
Oh, Archie, I think we ought to wait. Remember, there ain't no checks coming in.
I know that, Edith. Well, what am I supposed to do with myself here?
Well, you could read.
In the middle of the day?
Well, you'll think of something.
But why am I always the one in this house that has to think of something?
With Edith back in the kitchen, Archie picks up a magazine and holds it at arm's length.
Your personality may be killing you.
He hurls it across the room. Getting up, he hobbles toward the kitchen. Archie pushes open the door and peeks inside, then wanders in.
Oh, let his smile be an umbrella. Rainy, rainy day.
You want something, Archie?
Well, I don't want nothing. I was just hanging around. Figure maybe I keep your company here.
That's nice. Excuse me.
Yeah, go ahead.
She nudges him aside to make salad.
Excuse me.
Go ahead. I just come out because, I wanted to ask you something.
All right. What is it?
What's new?
Well, let's see. Oh, excuse me.
Go ahead.
What's new? Well... Remember Mr. Baxter, who owns the tropical fish store around the corner?
Tropical fish? Oh, yeah, I hate him.
He's very nice. His wife left him.
Well, I ain't surprised. She's younger than him. Them things never last.
Well, that ain't no reason. I'm younger than you are.
I ain't talking about minutes, Edith. Talking about years. The fish guy's wife is half his age.
Excuse me, you're in my way.
Again, why? How am I in your way here?
Well, I gotta get over there.
Then go over there. I'm in your way here. I'm in your way there. Now I'm in your way again. You don't know where you're going. That's your trouble. Now that I'm home, I can see that. You ain't organized here, Edith.
Yeah.
Okay. Ain't nothing I can do here to help you. Am I going to be in your way outside?
No.
As Archie lumbers back to the living room, Mike hurries through the front door.
Oh, hey, whoop-de-doo, if it ain't my favorite son-in-law. Hiya there, Michael. What's new?
Anything wrong?
No, what could be wrong?
I don't know.
No, I just figured since the two of us are home early, maybe you'd like to sit down and play me a couple of hands of gin rummy.
I'd love to, Arch, really, but I just came home to get my books. I got to run off to school.
School? Well, where you been up to now? Why you all dooted up there looking like Errol Slim?
I was out looking for a part-time job.
You're kidding.
Since you're on strike, I figure, you know, with the economy the way it is, I just wanted to help out. I know how worried you are.
Hey, wait a minute there. Wait a minute, wise guy. I've just been through this with your mother-in-law. I tell you, as the head of this house, I ain't worried about nothing.
Okay.
Well, wait a minute. Did you get the job?
No.
Oh, well, I could have guessed that.
What's that supposed to mean?
Well, figure it out yourself. You ain't got no qualifications for nothing. If you was to come in here fresh off of the street applying for the job of my son-in-law, I wouldn't hire you.
And if I knew you came with the job, I wouldn't take it.
Mike leaves. Edith scurries into the room.
Oh, Edith. No, wait a minute, wait a minute. Edith, now stay here, huh? Stay here. Oh. Come on, you don't have to rush around, huh? Come on, sit down here and play a hand of Jim.
Oh, no, Archie, I gotta go upstairs.
Wait a minute. Come here, I'm home here with you. Don't you want to be with me at all?
Oh, sure, Archie. Would you like to come up to the bedroom with me?
Archie raises an eyebrow.
Now?
You can hold the end of the sheet while I change the bed.
Oh, pfft. What fun, hold the end of the sheet. Now, go on upstairs. Do whatever you have to do. Find something to do down here myself.
He heads back to his armchair.
Well. Ah, what the hell.
He turns on the TV.
And here's the pitch. Fastball is in there at call strike. Count evens at a ball and a strike.
Archie shifts in his chair and tilts his head. He shifts some more and watches the TV sideways.
This stinks!
Louise, 2 weeks ago, Archie sat in there telling me the strike would last only a day or so. Archie ain't used to not working, and I ain't used to having him around here all the time.
Yeah, I hear you.
Edith resoles shoes.
Do those things really work?
They better. Oh, yesterday, Archie came home so mad. While they was picketing, Dutch Krieger threw a cigarette down, and Archie put it out with this shoe.
She shows Louise a hole in the sole.
That's what told him he had a hole in it.
Well, Edith, there's a shoemaker right next to our cleaning shop. I'd be glad to take them in for you.
Oh, if I could spare $6.50 to buy half soles, I'd rather spend it on a half a roast.
I didn't realize it was that tough.
Oh, no. For $6.50, meat is very tender.
Thanks for the coffee, Edith. I'd better go so you can cook dinner.
Oh, I got plenty of time. We're having spaghetti again tonight. It's the fourth time this week. Oh, that's Archie. I know his slam.
I'm leaving.
Why?
I know his slam, too. Later.
Okay. Bye, Louise. Hello, Archie. How was the picketing today?
Oh, jeez. It was lousy. My two poor hands are killing me. Oh. Hey, did I get a phone call from the Union Hall? Huh?
No. What's the matter with your hand?
Oh, gee, they gave me the biggest sign of all to carry, a big 4x8 with a barn door at the top that said unfair. And look at this.
Oh, how'd you get that spot?
The kid threw a tangerine at me.
Mike gallops in, carrying Gloria on his back.
Oh, look at this.
Tell us how old you are, boy.
What are you doing here?
They're playing horsey.
No, they ain't. She's riding a jacket.
Gloria climbs down.
Just trying to lighten things up around here. I mean, a Stretch Cunningham would come galloping in like that, you'd have fallen down on the floor laughing.
Hey, don't mention the name of Stretch Cunningham in this house no more. Stretch Cunningham is a frink. The Judas Iscariot at a loading platform. Man didn't show up for picket duty again today.
Well, Daddy, he's just probably sick.
Ah, sick in a pigsty. He's pooping off. Edith, where's dinner, huh?
Just a minute. I just gotta cook the spaghetti.
Come on, Edith, have a heart, will you? When are we gonna see meat in this house again?
Tonight we're having spaghetti with marinara sauce.
Marinara sauce is nothing but lumpy juice. And God knows what the lumps are.
Archie, meat is so expensive.
All right, Edith. Help me, Lord. Go ahead. Get it on the table, huh? Get it on.
Hey, Arch. How the negotiations going?
Oh, they're going right along. There could be a break any minute. I'm expecting a phone call from the union. I want to tell you something, buddy. When this strike is over, that's the last we're going to see of spaghetti in this house. I feel so poor.
Archie joins Edith in the kitchen.
Edith, come on, will you? Things can't be that bad. We can have a little mince.
Oh, they are, Archie. Look at all these bills. Here's the phone bill, the gas and electric, and the mortgage. We ain't got enough money to pay them.
What are you talking about? We got over $600 in the National City.
Oh, no, that's just $200 now.
What'd you do with the other four?
I transferred it to the Queen Saving and Loan when they opened up a new branch. Remember, I told you.
When do I ever listen to you?
You see, they gave a free gift with every account you opened, so I opened up four of them.
Well, wait a minute, Eve. The money is still in there.
Well, it is and it ain't.
Well, which is it? Ain't there is?
Well, it is, but we can't take it out for a whole year.
Why not?
See, I got four wonderful gifts, things we really need for nothing. Remember when you had your backache and you wanted a heating pad, but we didn't have a heating pad? Well, now we got a heating pad.
We need money. We need meat.
I got a thermal blanket for Mike and Gloria to keep them warm.
They make their own heat up there.
And for you, I got a transistor radio.
Wait a minute, Edith. I already got one of them.
That's the one I got for you. So you could have one just like all the other fellas on the loading platform.
I know, but Edith, don't you see? I could have gone out and got that whole kit and caboodle for $30, $40.
But we didn't have $30 or $40.
But you sunk $400 into all that stuff.
But it's still there. It's our money.
No, you buried it. It's in the grave. I could get the guys in the Legion Hall to come out and blow taps over it. That's the dumbest thing you ever done, Edith. I mean, you painted us into a corner, then you threw away the key. Edith, ain't you ashamed of yourself?
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know it was going to turn out like this.
Oh, well, don't cry.
But I mean, there was no money coming in.
Don't cry. Hey, the doctor, look, she's crying.
So many.
You're crying. Don't cry. Don't cry.
Archie hugs her.
Edith, you're done good. Your heart was in the right place, see. And your head was out to lunch. Don't be worried.
He kisses her awkwardly.
Geez, why didn't you pucker up? I kissed nothing but teeth.
Archie returns to the dinner table.
Oh, sola mia. Are you ready for your Italian delight?
Actually, Daddy, you know, spaghetti's not Italian. I read that Marco Polo found it in China, and then he brought it home to Italy with him.
I'll leave it to a dago to go around the world for a take-home dinner.
Oh, Daddy.
She heads to the door.
Dago, do you have to use that word?
What do you want me to call an Italian, a Mick?
Oh, hi, Louise.
Hello, Gloria. Hi, everybody.
Hi there, Mrs. J. Gee, we're just sitting down to dinner here.
Oh, what perfect timing.
No, Edith only made enough of us.
Archie ignores the pot in Louise's hands.
Oh, hello, Louise, again.
Edith, could you do me a favor?
Sure, what is it?
Well, I don't know what happened to me tonight, but I made twice as much beef stew as we could use. It would be such a help if you could take it off my hands.
Oh, sure, thank you.
Oh, wait a minute. No, Mrs. J, no, we don't need none of that sequels. Edith just made the family favorite here, spaghetti.
I don't know,
about you, Daddy, but I wouldn't mind having some beef stew.
Yeah, neither would I.
You want to break your mother's heart? She's out there all day in the kitchen creating that spaghetti. Just remember this, if I get that phone call, we all be running out of here eating Philip Mignon.
There's meat in the stew.
Eat it, huh? Don't argue with me, huh? Excuse me, Louise. Excuse me. Eat it. I want to see you private there in the kitchen. And don't you touch that stew. Get in there.
They step aside.
Eden, I don't want you taking that poop, Mrs. Jefferson.
Why not? She said she made too much.
I don't want you turning my house into a soup kitchen.
It ain't soup. It's beef stew.
I wouldn't give a damn if it was lobster green break. It's charity, and I ain't taking no charity now, Edith. You just turn around, and you just go back, and you tell Louise that charity begins at home, which is where you want her to take that stew back there.
It ain't charity, Archie. Louise is just being a good neighbor. If they was hard up, you'd help them, wouldn't you?
Certainly I would.
Well?
That's a whole different thing, Edith. Colored people is used to being helped.
Daddy, a call's for you. Charlie Driller.
Hey, that's the call from the Union Hall. Maybe things is all fixed, yeah? Let me get that call. Get away from there.
Just hold the door.
Get away the phone. Get away the phone.
Wait a minute.
Shut up. I'm on the phone. Hello, Charlie. Archie Bunker here. Hey, what's the good word, I hope?
What is it?
Hold the phone, Charlie. They broke off the negotiations.
Oh, my.
I'd better go, Edith.
Hold the phone again there, Charlie. Louise, dear, maybe you better not run away with the stew so fast.
You said you didn't want it.
Yeah, I know I did, but, you know, maybe you better not go by me because Edith likes to eat stew. And the kids like to eat stew, and I say, let everybody eat what they want to eat. You know, let them eat cake, to quote the late Mark Antony.
Well, I'm very glad you feel that way. Here, Edith. And I'll see you later.
All right, thanks, Louise.
Yeah, well, I tell you what, Charlie, as regards the picket duty tomorrow, could you get somebody to cover for me? Well, no, I won't be there because I'm ill. Ill, I-L-E. I don't care. Listen, I can hardly drag myself out of the sight to get down here to the phone, Charlie. The family's sitting here looking very worried at me.
The others share a look of surprise.
Yeah, all right. I'll see you when I see you. Goodbye. Shut up. But don't be looking at me that way with your two eyes. Say what the fool did.
Thought you said you didn't want any stew, Arch.
Well, I certainly ain't gonna sit here and watch you eat it all.
Arch, I don't know. Maybe you shouldn't have any. I mean, after all, Mrs. Jefferson made it. Could be soul food, Arch.
Well, then, you're the one that shouldn't be eating it if it's soul food. You're an atheist.
Reaching across the table, Archie grabs Mike's plate. Mike starts piling stew on another plate.
Worrying is not going to help you find a job. Now, don't be so nervous.
Oh, I can't help it, Gloria. I protected my underarms twice.
Join the Bunker family next week as inflation continues, the strike goes on, and Edith goes job hunting.
Directed by H. Wesley Kenny. Written by Don Nickel and Michael Ross and Bernie West. Associate producer, Gene Marcione.
All in the Family was recorded on tape before a live audience.
Executive producer, Don Nickel. Produced by Michael Ross and Bernie West. Isabel Sanford, Louise. Based on Till Death Do Us Part, created by Johnny Spite. Copyright 1974, Tandem Productions Incorporated. CBS. A Bud Yorkin, Norman Lear, Tandem Production. A Viacom presentation.